This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 732, part 2, entitled Masculism and the Great Feminization. Carrying straight on. Men do not yet have a widely spread gender political ideology that they can use to push back at the female feminist tsunami that is powerfully bulldozing men into accepting female values and priorities in traditionally male-dominated professions. This flyer argues that men need to learn masculist ideas so that they can argue back at female feminist values that currently are bulldozing men into submission to female values, so that an equilibrium of female to male, feminist to masculist forces can be achieved. Women, feminists, are currently rather arrogant when it comes to expression of gender political ideologies, for the simple reason that women have had feminism for decades, whereas most men have still to learn masculist ideas, so that most men are not yet in a position to oppose a takeover of their professions by a female-oriented value system, so that male values are crushed or ignored in a display of female chauvinism, of female feminist arrogance and insensitivity towards what males value. Feminism is still largely monoconscious, that is, nearly all women, writing this in 2025, are as ignorant of masculist ideas as are most men, so have been powerfully brainwashed by feminism that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed sex and men are the oppressor sex. This feminist monoconsciousness makes monoconscious feminists angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. So monoconscious feminists feel they have the right to lash out at men publicly for male oppression of women. And this attitude women take with them into the workforce. So as women, monoconscious feministed women, move into the professions traditionally dominated by men, these women will be inclined to bulldoze away the traditional male values that for centuries have dominated the professions concerned. These women do this because as monoconscious feminists, they see a male value-dominated profession as an obstacle to be bulldozed aside by feminist, monoconscious feminist values, thus being insensitive to what half of the population values, that is, what men value. We see this happening in many such professions, to the point that men are getting seriously pissed off. But these men are unable to effectively assert their male values against this female feminist tsunami due to these men's ignorance of a gender political philosophy that is powerful enough to counter the ideological force of feminism. This flyer tells these men that that powerful gender political philosophy for men does exist. It's called masculism, whose core idea is that men should rebel against man's slavery, that is, that men are expected to work for women for decades of their lives. Masculists put powerful moral pressure on women to fip up, that is, become fips, that's financially independent persons, who bother to get career-competent educations so they can become fips as adults and not, fluffy style, expect to manslave a man for decades and for one father in four, divorce rape him, ruining his life. Masculism is in favour of women fipping up. It's one of the main political goals of the masculists, that we create a fip society so that men can be freed from manslavery and divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. So masculists welcome the great feminization of the workforce, but do not accept the feminist arrogance that women have the right to trash men publicly for the ways that men oppress women, when masculists see all too clearly that women oppress men far worse, with women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's force fathering, etc. Masculists, biconscious masculists, see monoconscious feminists as hypocrites who trash men publicly for the ways that men oppress women, when in reality, women oppress men worse, far worse. So typically, when a biconscious masculist is confronted with a monoconscious feminist, he bites her fucking head off, haranguing her out of the room with a verbally vicious, ideologically hateful, masculist diatribe. This flyer pushes men to teach themselves masculist ideas so that they can counter feminist arrogance, feminist monoconsciousness in the workplace, as women occupy half or more of the slots in a profession that was traditionally dominated by men. When monoconscious feminist women behave arrogantly towards men, believing that these women have the right to behave this way, then the men these women are attacking need to be intellectually and ideologically armed to hit back, to resist, to crush feminazi arrogance with more powerful masculist arguments to stop these arrogant women in their tracks. This should not be difficult, since men have 20 times more testosterone in their blood than women, so can be hugely more aggressive than women, who evolved to fear men in the distant past, since in the distant past, if a woman truly got on the nerves of a man, he had only to pick up his club and literally bash her brains out. But in today's world, most men have been so powerfully brainwashed by feminism into the idea that gender oppression is a one-way street that these men feel intellectually powerless to hit back at monoconscious feminism. This male intellectual impotence is swept away once a man becomes conscious of masculist ideas and learns that in reality, women oppress men far worse, so that once he becomes a biconscious masculist, he loses his inhibition against monoconscious feminist arrogance and uses his superior male aggressiveness to blow away this monoconscious feminazi arrogance with an anti-hypocritical, biconscious, masculist diatribe. So, bottom line, if you are a professional male who is confronted with a growing proportion of women in your daily work environment, and these women are arrogant, monoconscious feminists, then you should arm yourself with masculist ideas, become biconscious, so that you are intellectually armed with masculist ideological weapons, so that you can counter the force of monoconscious feminist attitudes and values, so that you can block a takeover of your profession's values by female values, by monoconscious feminist arrogance. You will thus be able to fight monoconscious feminist arrogance to a standstill, creating an equilibrium between the forces of feminism and masculism. We're still a long way from this happening, so there's still much to do. So men, put on your masculist hat and get to work. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis, email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Brackets. Click on the masculist tab for 730 plus masculist essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have nearly 1,000 masculist videos in 15 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name, De Garis Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos in one long list in most recent first time order can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garis Masculist Videos. That's four words. Ciao.